Good morning. Again, the title of my presentation is Maternal Mental Health Status and the Receipt of Preventive Care for Premature Infants and their mothers who are at high social environmental risk. I'd like to acknowledge my other co-authors that you see here. And I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. As background, approximately 500,000 premature infants are born in the U.S. each year, which representing more than 12% of all newborns in the U.S. In addition, advances in neonatal care and technology have improved the survival rates of these infants who are subsequently discharged into the care of pediatric primary health care providers. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all infants, including premature infants, receive a minimum of 6 well child care visits at these different time points during their first year of life. Well child care preventive visits are particularly important for premature infants because they are at an increased risk for health complications related to the immaturity of their vital organs, and these morbidities can lead to rehospitalization for certain conditions. The well child care visit also provides an opportunity for the delivery of important services such as immunizations, health screenings, and ongoing monitoring of the infant's health and development. Some evidence exists showing that the relationship might exist between parental mental health and pediatric health care usage. Thus, we hypothesize that mothers with poor mental health may not fully access preventive care for their premature infant. Thus, the purpose of our study was to describe this relationship amongst our sample. We analyzed baseline maternal intake interview and follow-up interview data from a randomized controlled trial occurring at 2 community-based neonatal intensive care units, testing a behavioral and developmental intervention for moms and their premature infants who had at least 2 of 10 of the social environmental risk factors that you see listed here. Well child care visits were the outcome of interest, and they were based on the maternal report of the number of infant well child visits from hospital discharge to 6 weeks corrected age follow-up visit. A nurse in our study on our team research team manually coded whether each infant attended all the recommended well child care visits between discharge to 6 months corrected age, which for the 6 months corrected age represents roughly about 3 to 4 months age for the premature infant. Our independent variables that we included were 3 different measures of maternal mental health and low social support as a protective social support as a protective factor. High trait anxiety is what's characterized as personality-related anxiety, which is based on the state trait anxiety index. And high state anxiety is defined as anxiety related to the mother's feelings following the birth of her premature infant. Depression was based on the CESD scale, and low social support was based on the Personal Resources Questionnaire 2000. And all of our independent variables were dichotomized for our analysis. We used bivariate analysis using chi-square and t-test to examine differences between maternal mental health and status and recommended well child care visits, and also multivariable log binomial regression analyses to estimate the association between high maternal state anxiety and noncompliance with the well child care visits. This slide shows the distribution of demographic and psychosocial characteristics among the mothers in our sample. And as background about some of the variables, we defined education as age appropriate if women had graduated from high school or were less than 20 years old and were still in school. Depression at baseline is a composite variable that includes a history of mental health problems or screening high at baseline on the CESD scale or high on the postpartum depression screening scale. Trait anxiety was dichotomized, and any score above greater than 35 represented the highest quartile of scores for women in our sample. So as you can see, the median age for mothers in our sample was approximately 26 years of age, and our sample was split pretty evenly between African-American and Latina mothers. Most of the mothers in our sample had also previously given birth and were below 185% of the federal poverty level. 19% of our sample had high trait and also high state anxiety. 28% were depressed, and 24% had low social support. This shows the distribution of the infant health characteristics in our sample, and as you can see, a little more than half of the infants in our study received less than the recommended well child care visits from the time that they were discharged to their 6-week corrected age follow-up visit. That's 51% there who did not get the recommended well child care visits. Prevalence rates for those not receiving all the recommended infant well child care visits by our four measures of maternal mental health are shown here, and only one measure, high state anxiety, was statistically significant. Specifically, 70% of the mothers reporting high state anxiety were more likely to not meet the recommended number of well child care visits compared with 47% of the mothers with low state anxiety there at the top. Results from our final multivariable log binomial regression model were adjusted for infant morbidity, and those results are shown here. In the adjusted analysis, mothers with high state anxiety were 37% more likely to attend less than the recommended number of well child care visits. So, in discussion, highly anxious moms were less likely to bring their infants in for all of the recommended well child care visits. But our data are limited because we have only maternal self-report of infant health care utilization, which is subject to reporting biases. These findings are particularly important because highly anxious moms may need special help. Particularly, personnel in the neonatal care unit should help moms understand the importance of continued and timely well child care visits for their premature infants after their discharge. And providers of well child care should also make special efforts to help alleviate the mother's anxiety as well. We'd like to thank our financial sponsors for this research. Funded by the National Institute of Child Health and Development and the National Institute of Nursing Research, as well as the Harris Foundation. And we'd also like to acknowledge the infants and their mothers who participated in this research. Thank you. Let me just... I feel like in our analysis somehow the chronological age, like we adjusted our corrected age, tried to take that into account, but I would have to talk to our...
Do you understand my question? It's not about the chronological age necessarily, it's about whether or not they were in the hospital for duration, and then they wouldn't have made the window of time to have all those well child care.
Right.
They would be an inpatient.
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're... Okay, yes. I do understand what you're saying, but I don't know, I guess.
It's age of discharge and age of follow-up. I wonder if from how that...
Yeah, wouldn't they count that appointment as being in the... I mean, you got it because you're there.
My other question relates to acute care, because other studies have shown that high anxiety and depression are associated with more acute care visits or ER visits.
We didn't look at it in this analysis, but we do have that detail available, but we didn't look at it in this analysis.
Okay.